Okay. I think this is an interesting machlokas to define. It's hard. It's a hard machlokas. One reason why is because we're not really in that sugya of the normative issues of chalav per se. And yes, I'm biased because I have a little more information about this than you do. Because, you know. Which is a little unfair. But it doesn't mean you can't be creative about this. There is some creativity here, which I think Rabbeinu Hananel requires a really big dose of creativity. Not huge, but I think it's a very simple hakira, honestly. So my prediction is... Really?
Yes.
Do you have the sheet? Okay, Das Rabbeinu Hananel.
Right. So Rabbeinu Hananel understands the sur of the nook call of
nothing. Okay, so he holds as an isser, it's a prohibition to what? To
wait,
ever use
reading?
A...
Are you translating or just reading?
Well, you... Okay, you could translate as well.
That's forbidden to suckle.
Suckle?
Keep going.
Suckle?
What? That's what it means.
Vaharehu, vaharehu.
And behold, it is kechol behema, like
tamea,
like animal, no tamea, like
tamea.
Right, tamea. I'm prohibited or impure. So the hotel rakum makom said not nafsho.
Stop. Right. Oh no. Translate.
And permitted just in a situation, in a place, where it's a danger to life.
Okay. So what does he hold? He holds that what? He holds that, and that's the little reading in Tosefta lends itself to that, which is that treats the breast milk of an idolater, right, or non-Jew, as if it is chalav behemah tmeah. Okay. Which at this point you would say, maybe you'd be satisfied with this, that it's a din of the substance. Now the substance is prohibited. Okay, what's it? 1980s, here we go. Okay, but
great time.
Right. You didn't live through it, I did. It was not so great. Okay, now skip to the bottom. Well, Efrain, skip to the bottom. Omnam shari shonim kasu. Forget the issue how the Gemara looks out. I don't care about that. What I care about at this point, omnam shari shonim kasu.
It's not
usur.
The
isur
is not
to drink. No, to be more accurate, there is no isur. There is no actual isur.
To drink of nafrit. Shema achar. I can't even read that.
Now, shehitira.
Shehitira. That
after?
Otherwise, it's permitted.
No, after it became permitted.
After it became permitted.
Hatorah. Stop. Okay. What's odd about that statement? That's actually from the Gemara. But what's odd about that? So they needed a heter. Is that interesting? In other words, the Torah, there had to be, there was really, in the initial version, in version 1.0, right, breast milk would have been? All breast milk would have been usher. Okay, what has to happen? The Torah comes along and says, or the Gemara explains it, it says, no, it's mutter. Okay, keep that in mind. Okay. What? What's the source of Isser? Why would you think Chalav would be Usser?
What
would it be attached to? But what Isser would it be attached to? One second, but from a human, what Isser would it be attached to? Not Deraisa, but Derabanan. What would you think it is?
If it's Derabanan, then why would he say that it's from the Torah? It's clearly not.
That's what he just said. Right, okay, good. Okay, so, no, you're right. So why would you think that?
Well, you wouldn't know the idea of the Halakhic Shtayim.
What?
You wouldn't know the idea of the Halakhic Shtayim.
Why not?
It's a Kiddush. You think that there's one category where living things on earth, the Behemoth, or whatever you would say. You know,
right.
Entities that are alive, and therefore you say, okay, only that my friend, Marshall, Malus, Gabriel, Crosser, and
Crosser. Right. Good. So therefore, how are we looking at the substance of Chalav then? Of Chalav Isha at this point, before the Heter comes along, what's the status of Chalav? Right, meaning it's no different than. I agree. Okay, good. Okay, good. Keep going.
You say the Hav, for this Hav, even a regular almond
milk. No, continue from the
Hussein. What?
A regular almond
milk. Right, right, right.
Why would the Torah specify the Hamat Tamea?
Oh, wow.
The Torah meant whole living.
What do you mean?
What
he seems to be suggesting is that really what had to take place, so to speak, so that basically really the breast milk should have been usher. Why? Taki, you want to explain it again? You did such a nice job. Okay.
I'm saying that really you think that look, we say kosher animals is kosher. You know, tummy, yotzi tummy is tummy. That's a general principle.
Even if you don't
want to
distinguish, besides the
problem of polytheism, there's another and therefore, you can say that only kosher animals are things that are split hosts, which are probably never human beings who should not have that. They mean they kept the classification of something that's tummy, you know, not separate heat. And therefore, something that exits, that's excreted from the body would also be tummy. No, because it's a separate category of Hawkish time, to exempt humans from the category of things that demand the Simonic consciousness.
Right.
But we don't know that at this point in the.
It doesn't matter, whatever, I don't know. I'm saying, but.
Halfenstein has to come into some point that makes
correct.
Halfenstein is the.
Correct, correct. Okay, good. Let's keep going. Ephraim. So now he says, Kivur Masachos Ksubos, right?
Okay.
There's a Minayin Lanu. But now we have a problem, because you're going to tell me the substance itself is not a problem, it's mutter. So how can we start distinguishing, how do we create a distinction between Jewish and non-Jewish breast milk? Oh, so now it says, Ella. Yeah, how do you create a distinction between them? It's just breast milk. Doesn't matter if it's non-Jewish. You kidding?
We know there is a distinction, but why would you assume there's a distinction?
Right, once a heter comes in and saying that breast milk is mutter, well then what does Nachris and Jewish have to do with it?
Right.
Nothing.
Exactly.
So that's why the Rishonim are going to say.
The same physical entity.
Right.
The source might be different.
Who cares about the source? Matter, right. The okay, good. So he says, Ella.
Okay, Ella.
Adif. I know it says Adif. Shelo linok min
hanachris. Right.
So, okay.
Rather, it's a midat chasidut, a practice of the
high rollers.
Right.
So to not.
Right. Stop. Okay. Good. So according to the other Rishonim, there's nothing wrong intrinsically with non-Jewish breast milk. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. But notice. But he's giving away like a couple of steps there of the star. He's trying to say why? Because once you look at the fact that we can have breast milk itself as a heter, there's no rationale to separate between non-Jewish and Jewish. Okay. Whereas Rabbi Nachmanel says, treat. This, again, because you have behemah tzmeya and you have chala behemah tzmeya, and then, as I was telling Ellie before, like now horizontal move over to say what that since they're
non-Jewish,
like how does he make that move? That's what's difficult. That's what's difficult. Water milk. There's two ways you can understand the nature of heter of milk in general. Okay, one way is you could say is that what did the Torah slash I don't care who did what. What happened? The milk now is treated as a separate substance altogether. In other words, even though it's extruded from the cow, we treat it as a separate substance. However, and where's the precedent for this, by the way? That's the one thing that I love when you have precedents. Case of Beitza. Beitza Shenolda. Ready? Here we go. No. The idea. Listen. Let's say you have a chicken on an Erev Yom Tov, okay? And Yom Tov comes along and the chicken lays an egg. Now, if the chicken was a food, what?
Right, the essential
no, we didn't.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Very good, but not quite. So let's say I said that this chicken is a food chicken, okay? All right, so now, how do we look at the egg in relation to the chicken? So there's two possibilities. Either you say, well, the Havmina, or either you say that what's the egg? The egg is, because now it's removed from the chicken, therefore, by definition, is something different. Or do you say, no, that... Right, exactly. And it's been food all along. Food.
Chicken.
Right, so no difference between the wing or the egg. They're both the same. Okay. Similarly here, in other words, if you say, what do they do with milk? If you treat milk as... If you look at milk as a separate substance, right? One way you can look at milk is you can say milk is a completely separate substance from the animal altogether. And now there's a new issue that comes along and says, it's usher. Or you say, no, we're going to breast milk. Or you say, no, the other way to look at milk is to say what? What you were saying before.
This specific one is not
a right, and there's meaning that there's a heter here. I won't call it patur yet, I say there's a heter. Okay? Now, take that idea and translate it down to breast milk. Breast milk, now, the first thing you said I agree with. Breast milk is funny, right? It's a funny thing, because what is it? Well, if you tell me what, right, then that's the Rishonim. The Rishonim are going to say, one second, Chalav, the heter is Chalav, right? But what is this? That's not Chalav. Okay, so we got Minas Chasidus. Whatever reasons why, who cares? Rest Minas Chasidus. What's the other way of learning? But if you treat the idea of milk as a separate substance, what could you start doing?
Anything that's separate.
Start moving
What?
Oh, because the fact that it's a separate.
No, so how am I going to get to Rabbein Hanano?
The fact that it's a separate thing from the body.
Who said before? I didn't even see me derisa. This is the case too. Okay. Not the issue to drink breast milk, but someone said before, I think it was you, someone said before that, like, maybe it was you, that, what do you call it, that the idea was, what's my train of thought? Dementia.
what's the old age is coming.
The halachic system works as follows, right? Now, what does he mean, kachala behemet tmeya? Meaning what? What happened? You see, there's an iser behemet tmeya. But there's a, now I'm going to say this carefully, it's a chiddush, it's a new iser, right, to say chala behemet tmeya is aser, okay? I don't care if it's a separate iser. The point is, that's a new idea to say that this is now aser because the substance is separate, okay? So maybe that's what he means by chala behemet tmeya is he's saying that chazal the right to go ahead and say, you know what, this is not, it's not milk. That's not what this is. What is it? It's a substance separate from what do you call it? It's a different substance altogether. So they can come along and say the same way that chala behemet tmeya can now become usher, even though it's a separate substance, right? So too, we can say the Rabbanan come along and say the same thing, same idea over here. Mar says urminu, okay, and chaf vav amin aleph urminu.
Ah,
Yeah.
A Yehudit Yeledet Ovedet Kochavim Bishachar.
Bishachar. We got a big problem now. There's a stira. Because the Mishnah says what? This is a big problem. A Jewish woman, right? A Jewish woman is not allowed to do what?
To midwife,
to idolatrous babies, right? Clear, right? Is that an Isser Daraisa Darabanan? Has to be, right? But yet, what else do we see? But we see this halacha says what? That she's allowed to do it as long as... Well, excuse me. She's allowed to do it, right? Bishchar. Right? She's getting paid. Okay? So that's a stira. The Mishnah says, well, the Mishnah says, you can't do it. And this is saying she's allowed to get paid to do the job. How do you resolve such a stira? Ella, aval lo b'chinam. Right? Rather, what? She can't do what?
She can't do it for free.
She can't do it for free.
That's been perpetuated in the book.
So why is that the basis for allowing her to do it or not? To do it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, how do you get out of this problem? Shari. Okay, what's Ava? What's Ava? What? Rashi. Right? What? No, so what's Ava? Well, yeah, what's Ava? What's the content of Ava?
Hey, but as Rashi says, Masnisan Bechinam, and as we learned in Chinam, whatever that is, Kemairi, Demasi Leish, Hashmute, that we're able to. Hashmute.
What? Learn out.
What?
Learn out.
Ulamemar, say Tsuricha, Ani Lusvar.
Mazonosai, I need to get paid. Okay, why is it allowed for her to get? Why can she say this is a very difficult idea? I'll show you why it's so difficult. There's an Issur Darabanan, a rabbinical prohibition to do what? To go ahead and deliver these idolatrous babies because you're perpetuating avodah zarah. Let's assume that's reasonable for now. Okay. But then Gemara Collins says now we have another principle called, and what does Ava tell us? And she's allowed to do it in, under what condition?
She gets paid.
Why? Because what could she tell them?
She said, I don't want to make your baby birth for free. Give me money. And that's, I guess, reasonable.
Because it takes money away from the birth zara.
Right, 1 second. So let's be careful. Let's go slow, okay? Yes. Okay, let's slow down. Okay, so what's the end? If she does it for free, that would be what?
That would be perpetuating birth zara.
Okay. But she could do it. And now, what does Ava refer to? Ava refers to the idea of the non-Jews
hating us,
okay? Now, what category is that under? I think a shot at it. Sounds that way, right? But it can't be what? No, it can't be the rice is a kind of fasha. If that were the case, then there's no chiddush here. What? Right, okay, fine. So you have that. Now, the thing what you have here, these are very difficult analytical problems. We have now a tension, because on the one hand, we have this rabbinical prohibition of, and the other hand, the rabbinical prohibition of, called Ava, but yeah. Right, so how do you pick which one wins? Being like this, why don't you say don't do it even if you get paid. Because no matter what, you're perpetuating a Bodhisattva. Or, why not say what? It should be...
No.
So you can't go that way.
Why not? Because for free is not it.
Right.
That's what Rashi's saying.
Right. Rashi's saying if she does it for free...
Even if it's not true, it'll be reasonable to say, I don't want to.
Exactly. They'll say, oh, I understand that, what do you call it? That,
Normal response.
Right. The person needs to get paid. Okay. But that's not even the worst part about it. That itself is difficult. How do we tackle these principles? Okay, but then the Gemara says, Sub Rav Yosef Lameymar. This is crazy.
It's great.
Well, yeah, it's great stuff, right? What does he say? Keep going, Ephraim.
Yishum Eva.
Well, we did that already.
No, after that.
Sub Rav Yosef Lameymar.
I see that, thank you. Alude avodat kochavim, uvedet kochavim, bishabta beschar.
Mishum. Oh, so it turns out it's mutter. The Gemara says it's mutter. Now let's be careful here. In other words, now we're branching to the next case. It's mutter for a Jewish nurse to deliver idolatrous babies on Shabbos, right? As long as what? She's getting paid. Okay, why? Because of Eva. Calm down. What?
Sounds even worse.
Shouldn't that be the opposite? We would say no. Opposite.
Oh, second.
Us defer to do so on Shabbos because it's a violation of Shabbat.
So Amar Leah Abaye, okay. Now Abaye gets even worse. It's like we keep digging a hole. Now Abaye says what? He says no. He says Yachol Meimar Leah. Now this is amazing. What she could tell the non-Jewish, let's say, boss is what?
Didon
Dimitri Shapsa, right?
Michalinan
Alayu, right? What does that mean?
It's a violation of the Sabbath.
Didon Dimitri Shabbos.
Those who guard the Shabbos, we were Mechalal Shabbos.
Right. Right. So in other words, we could be Mechalal. We can violate our holiday, right, for those who adhere to our holiday. Okay? But, Ditchu Delo Mitri Shabbos, Lo Mechalinan. But, but your women who...
Mechal Shabbos. We're not saving
them. How's that not paying them, eh?
I know, right?
They're like, well, God, I understand.
Right, of course. Oh, it's reasonable, right? It's like, yes, your logic is sound logic. Right, right.
What is happening to these
Jews? But they're very tolerant.
What? It's just
got to open their mouth and be like, look, if a non-Jew might die on Shabbos, you don't save them.
Right. So now we, okay, Sabar, again, Sabar Yosef Lameymar.
You skipped the line.
No, we didn't.
No, I read that already.
Sabar Yosef Lameymar. Unuke bishkar shrei mishum eva.
Oh, wait a second. Now, also, when it comes to wet nursing, okay, that's also mutter as long as it's done by schar because eva. So Abaye, he's not done. He comes back and says, "No, what do you mean? Amrali Abaye, yachol lememar. What could she say?"
I penuya he, ba'ena le'in suve.
Okay. Right or right. Okay. What does that mean? Right, so she says, look, if she could say to her, let's assume she's not married. She could say to her, the person who wants to make use of her services, listen, I'm not married, and it's not going to do well for my potential marriage prospects if I'm going to be going around nursing babies. Okay? Which, okay. E-H-S ishi, and if she's married, right,
Loka is dahamna ape gavra.
Right, which means that I don't want to be, it's like a gnus. I don't want to be gnai in front of my husband. All right, for me to go ahead and nurse other babies.
To nurse or be a midwife?
No, it's a nursing now. Tinokas. What do you call it? Anuke.
Yeah, it's gnai?
Yeah, it's gnai.
Oh, we have the middle wave thing, yeah.
No, we haven't defined that. No, I'm just saying all cases down. Yes.